and welcome to Bit Bracket. I'm Daddy Ben, joined here today by Daddy Ben 2, Ben Hello. Hillman, Mommy Ben, nope. Jenna, and Mommy 2, Ben.
Wait, he's Daddy Mira. 2 and I'm Mommy 2? Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta mix it up. Okay. It's okay. It's fine. We're doing Bit Bracket again.
Can I be Daddy Mommy?
Yeah, you can be Daddy Mommy. Okay, it's cool. Fine. As we're going to, I'm assuming, explore throughout the course of the night here, daddy is just a very loose definition of vibes.
Yeah.
I don't really think we're going to have any hard and fast. I mean, I think everyone came into this with their own criteria. So this is Bit Bracket, mm-hmm. where we determine what the best of a thing is by matching them up. And at the end of tonight, there will be one daddy, and that is the only daddy. That's the platonic definition of daddy. Correct?
False, because we're not going to figure out who the daddy is.
Oh, right. I mean, but by the time people have voted, there will be one daddy.
Yes.
Yeah, I forget the format.
If you think about it, like, in the fabric of time, there already is the daddy. The daddy already exists. We just have yet to arrive at that moment, you know?
Right. The daddy has always been.
Daddy has always been.
Is this how Christians feel? Yeah. Is this the, like...
We're kind of right in the Newer Testament right now.
So real quick, we've actually been doing the podcast for the last, like, year and a half.
Yep.
It just turns out none of the episodes got published.
We're just out there doing it acoustic.
Yeah.
We're just out there.
Yes, you got to record it.
Just sitting at bars. Just, you know, we forgot after COVID, after we could go to bars again, we were just sitting at bars, basically riffing out whole podcasts. Mm-hmm. And
it's just the cycle of it's like you do the podcast and then you're like, I guess we can just like go out to a bar and do the same thing. And then you're like, we should do a podcast. And that's what got us back here.
Yeah, because usually your friends are just like, shut the fuck up. And then you got to put it out on the internet.
Mm-hmm. I do think friends. This is a good way to, because if your friends don't listen to your podcast, it really feels like they're not supporting you. So you have really just tricked your friends into like listening to this.
I hope our friends don't listen to this.
No, well, if they don't, then they're not our friends. No, they don't.
Yeah, exactly. So instead of having them listen to you at a bar, they get to listen to you in their free time.
I have never listened to this podcast.
God bless you.
That's why she's here.
Just going in blind.
Don't listen to this one.
Bringing her in.
No. Yeah.
All right. Well,
certainly won't listen to this one.
Fuck this. Cool. Should we do it?
Let's freaking go, guy.
Awesome. So this is Bit Bracket. We're doing daddies today. There were no definitions put on daddy before we started, as we discussed. So this is all a free-flowing conversation of dadism. Feel free to define your own set of dad. So the way this is going to work, we're going to go region by region. Each region is determined by one person's selection. So their own picks will be going up against their own picks in an order determined by them. So to get a name on the bracket, you had to select it with a value of 1 through 8.
Yes.
Number 1 means you probably got it. Number 8 means you were hoping no one else picked it. So these are Mira's in region 1 most important daddies. So matchup 1 at the number 1 overall pick for Miranda was Daddy Warbucks from Annie versus Elvis. From Baz Luhrmann's Elvis.
Yeah, that's Elvis Presley.
Yeah.
Or is that the character of Elvis?
Yeah.
Wait, how is this being ranked again?
Yeah, how did you have him on his auxiliary?
No, 1 versus 8.
Elvis was your 8.
Oh, 1 versus. Okay, yeah.
There was an overlap with you, so.
Oh, gotcha. Okay, yeah.
So you got Elvis.
You got
Elvis.
What
did I not get then?
So you got, I guess you didn't get a couple. So I'm assuming this is the, like, what definition of Elvis were you working from here? Did you just see Baz Luhrmann's, or was this just like your own personal?
No, I would not have put it on my list had I not seen that movie. So I guess I was thinking of Austin Butler's Elvis. But in general, I mean, Elvis is a good pick. First of all, I think he's a good father. I think.
What?
I think.
How was that the takeaway?
Based on that movie, it makes me think he's a good father. Based on that movie.
Every scene that his daughter is in that movie, they have to remind you of her name. Yeah. Because she was such a non-factor in his life.
No, he was a loving father. First criteria, father. Second, he was, again, in the movie, kind of hot.
Sure.
He was pretty
and those
hot.
Are the two criteria.
Hot. Confirm he was hot.
Yeah, at least he was hot. And he could sing. And, you know, that's really... That,
no, I'm with you here.
I feel like this one is kind of self-explanatory.
So then Daddy Warbucks.
Daddy Warbucks. Okay, I want to let you guys know that Ben didn't even know who that was.
Damn, dude. He's literally a daddy.
It's in the name. I thought somebody was going to get that one.
I know him as an expression and nickname for other people that have money. And I always thought it was Daddy Warbucks as like a joke. I've never engaged with
everyone
Annie.
Knows it's we're talking about Jamie Foxx, right?
I was gonna say what iteration of Daddy Warbucks are we talking about?
Okay, I've never seen the one with Jamie Foxx.
The one that we're talking about,
like,
play.
I think it has to be
old
the
school, like original.
Yeah, the original Annie. Yes.
Okay.
Dom will say the original dad. I mean, yeah, the original daddy.
He could. Yeah.
What makes him a daddy?
The name.
Money.
Like, is it just the name?
The name and the money for him. Okay. Probably. He was fine.
Are you looking up?
So I'm going to remind myself visually.
He was.
I imagine bald.
Like, he was bald.
Not a pick. I assume maybe he's a pick. So I'll save it. The guy I'm imagining here is another character from. No, he's not on it. I imagine him as Big from Sex and the City. Is he?
No.
Okay.
That's a daddy, though.
No.
Yeah, I know. I'm kind of realizing now I fucked up by not... But he's a terrible person. We don't have to do a Sex and the City thing.
This man, he is
bald. Oh, yeah.
He kind of looks like
that's
Big
a daddy.
From Sex and the City.
He is...
He can wear a suit.
I don't know who this man actually is.
He can wear a suit.
You know what? It kind of... It's kind of like your...
Audio medium.
Your thing about James Bond, the person most qualified to be James Bond is the guy who can, like, wear a suit.
Yeah, that was kind of my whole point about James Bond. If you can't, that's it. That's the only screen test they do.
Yeah.
Actually, there's some footage of Daniel Craig shirtless in a screen test that's pretty great. We got to move on.
Well, anyway, Daddy Warbucks can wear a suit. I feel like that has to count for something.
I think you also get, like, because we'll get into this later, but, like, you get all of the Daddy Warbucks. Like, you are taking Daddy Warbucks.
You get every Daddy Warbucks.
You get all of the Daddy Warbucks.
That wow, I'm really surprised. Did nobody had that on their list? No. It's literally in the name.
I know, you're right.
If it doesn't win.
Do we pick who wins this, or do we got to get through it? And then
no,
we
just
got
to get through it.
Yeah, we got to get through it. I mean, we got to get through it. I realize as soon as we start, we got to get through it. It's so many matchups. Matchup two, in your 16th seed, we have Spike from Tom and Jerry. It's a great pick.
Yeah.
And then we have, now this is one that's great about having range of character, Willy Wonka in your 17 seed. So you get, you get the whole range of Willy Wonkas.
Yeah, no, I specifically, Alyssa, was I talking to you about it where I was like, somebody asked me which Willy Wonka and Alyssa's I was like, you know what? I think it's the character. I don't think it's Johnny Depp's Willy Wonka. I don't think it's Gene Wilder's. I think it's just like the character Willy Wonka.
Can I just really, now that I'm invited on mic, I just want to support the Daddy Warbucks choice. I feel like he wasn't talked up enough.
Thank you.
He brought in Annie. He made her fucking rich. Like, he's a daddy and a sugar daddy. Even and though, like, she's a kid, like, he's still a sugar daddy.
That's Annie speaking for that.
That is the Annie. Who knows a thing or two about Daddy Warbucks?
If anyone had taken Annie in a bit bracket, they would have had Alyssa.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that iteration of Annie. Anyway, I just want to support Mira's choice for Daddy
Thank
Warbucks.
Thank you.
Bye.
So Timothy Chalamet is Willy Wonka.
Yeah, we can anticipate get him eventually, although he's not anywhere near a daddy.
No, he's like a son.
Yeah, he's a
ditty. Cousin that you don't talk to.
he's just a little guy.
There's absolute negative daddy energy with Timothy Chalamet, Chalamet.
Okay, yeah, that's fair.
But Gene Wilder.
Yeah, you get him. But
Wait, yeah. Who are you picking when you thought of Wonka?
Just the character, just up for your interpretation. Like, I don't think
he is a chocolate.
I don't
daddy.
Think of him as being like a physical being. He's just kind of like a god. In the books,
god.
No. In the he goes beyond like being a real
like
human.
The essence of him.
The essence of Willy Wonka is a daddy.
Isn't he kind of involved in like a slave trade situation?
He's a little bit of like a union breaker.
Yeah,
you know, he's kind of an Elon Musk of chocolate a little bit.
Oh, they love working.
Yeah.
Kind of
as I single-handedly
killing kids
innovate.
Off, but you know,
kids are involved. That helps, right?
No.
Oh, I'm sure he has a child with maybe at least one Oompa Loompa, right?
I don't know why you're sure. Whoa, wait.
What?
I wasn't ready for that.
That would be a very Elon
he
Musk
lives
thing
alone
to do.
In this giant chocolate palace with all these Oompa Loompas. Isn't that a thing in the book that he never goes outside?
Yeah, it's the thing in everything. It's kind of like he's very Howard Hughes.
He has
also.
Multiple wives of the
multiple Oompa Loompa wives.
Yeah. I don't know.
I can see that.
Oh my God. Are we catching that on mic?
I hope so.
God.
Buddy's chiming in here.
Oh, my fucking God.
Yeah.
Pause it.
You can't.
No.
You can't just pause it. Okay, you'll just cut it because that has to stop. Are we done?
Wait, is he hiding?
No, he's
I'm
upstairs.
Not cutting this out, by the way. This is all standing.
This is terrible podcast.
No, this is funny.
Well, then.
You just said no one listens to it.
No one does listen to this. Nick used to listen to it on his walks. Mm-hmm. He would take his sad little
walking.
COVID walks.
He's still walking,
but they're not sad little COVID walks. They're just like
self-fetterment
walks.
Little hunky
now.
Walks.
Yeah, they're hunky walks. So.
By the way, absolute daddy.
Nick, I can't believe he didn't make it on this
list.
In retrospect, boy, I could have had at least two.
Okay, but who is the daddy of the group?
It's Nick Franco.
Yeah, it's kind of Nick Franco because Holly's the mommy and Nick's the daddy, and it's pretty easy. Yeah, I'm kind of ruining the speech I'm going to give at their wedding. But
don't give the speech at their wedding
in its entirety.
Just roll up. All right. So versus Spike from Tom and Jerry. Boy, we're on matchup two.
He has a hot voice.
Spike doesn't have a voice.
Yes, he does.
What? Isn't his voice like?
Yeah, it's, you know, like a dad voice. Wow, I'm really not doing a good job defending my picks.
No, there's no defense. I mean,
sometimes you just feel daddy.
Yeah.
No,
he
is
a stand-up dude. He's just a guy trying to provide for his child.
He might be the best dad on this bracket.
Yeah, okay. At the very least, he's the best dad. Son. Yeah. He does. Mm-hmm. He has a son, and he does like the cat and mouse. I don't know. I haven't.
No, he super
does. Sometimes
he
friend doesn't. With. Tom.
When they
but only when yeah. they or no, he's sometimes friend was friends with Jerry.
Yeah.
When they got a gang up.
They're all kind of whenever they have a new enemy, you know, it's kind of like it's kind of like an anime where whoever the new big bad is, they have to unite against. So sometimes it's like the mom of the house that they're all like teamed up against. It depends.
Yeah.
You know. We could do a whole Tom and Jerry lore. We should sidebar.
Let's
about
do a side pod.
We should about sidebar about like a Tom and Jerry like rewatch pod.
Exactly.
That might actually
nobody
do
wants that.
No,
nobody wants
some
that.
Some of that stuff doesn't age well.
Well, you can skip like 30% of it.
Yeah.
So matchup number three, we have John Hamm at the 9 seed versus my dad, and that's not Mira
your
saying
dad.
Her dad.
Your
that's
dad.
Sholem Ellenberg, Ben's dad.
We don't even need to go.
Is it? Spelling?
Yeah, you spelled Sholem. Well, actually, it's my dad had to change his name recently because his driver's license was wrong and he just decided to let the state win. So I'm not making this up. My dad actually went by Sholem, Sholom, for the last, I forget how old he is, years of his life. And he recently, last year, changed it to have an E in it because I guess.
Wasn't that the birth certificate?
Some piece of his government paperwork specified a different name and it eventually caught up with him. And so he changed everything in his life. His email address is now different. So anyway, that's the energy that Mira apparently thinks is warranted here.
Well, I had to put it on the bracket mostly because I knew Holly would be very disappointed.
Fan
if it
favorite.
Wasn't. Yeah, fan favorite. And I'm sorry, plug your ears, but he's kind of a daddy.
I swear to God, if he fucking wins this bracket.
Mira, for those of us who don't know Ben's dad, can you give me some
paint
more
a word
intel?
Picture.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Well, he looks like Ben, sort of. Well, Ben looks like him, sort of. He's, and you know, I like him, so it, wow, again, doing a terrible job defending my pick. Yeah, he's got a look, and he's a dad.
Got it.
I'll show you a picture.
Thank
it's
you.
Hard to,
thank you.
It's hard to explain him without it sounding kind of anti-Semitic.
I'm glad
then
you
we'll
said
stop
it.
Right there.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Ben, did you want to defend this pick at all?
He's like this is gonna. I'm just gonna dig myself into. I'm gonna dig myself in a hole here. But he's like kind of. He's like a hot in a Jewy way. I'm sorry.
We did it.
We silenced okay. Ben.
We finally figured out the
I've
end of the podcast.
I've never heard a compliment be like, well, it would be hard to properly compliment him without also being anti-Semitic.
That's the title. That's the title of the podcast right there.
Wild.
I was, okay. Anyway, he's a daddy.
You know, he's hot in the way that like the goblins from Harry Potter are hot.
Oh, who are infamously sexy.
Classic daddies.
He's just, you know... He's,
you know, like the dwarves from Lord of the Rings.
He's hot in like kind of, you know, like a banker agent, you know, Hollywood agent kind of way.
He just seems like he could run stuff. You know what I
the
mean?
The thing is, it's true.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. This is already a huge mistake.
It's just convenient that this is the last podcast that we're recording.
I'm sorry.
You know, it's like if I had a career, I would trust him with it implicitly. You know what I mean?
I did, remember?
Yeah, you did, actually. My dad was basically Mira's agent recently.
Amazing. So John Hamm.
John
Wait,
Hamm.
This is okay. Bullshit. I'm looking at your next matchup.
Yeah, I know.
Don't
I know. We'll
this
get to
is,
it.
This is what I was going to get to. Later.
Why did you do it this way? So you
get to it.
Okay, so.
Because when I was thinking about like ranking it, I kind of forgot the whole like they're going up against each other. And I was just ranking it in terms of like who was most important for me to not lose against someone else. So anyway, I messed up the...
So you have John Hamm at the 9 seed versus Sholem, Ben's dad, at the 16 seed. You get every iteration of John Hamm. right?
No.
Yeah.
John Hamm the person.
Yeah, every iteration of John Hamm the person.
What, you mean like ages zero through whatever?
Whatever.
He is now?
I would count, if you would wanted to count all of his roles, I would have let you.
No,
but,
because those are different than John Hamm.
I mean,
wait, so
no.
you're only picking, to be clear,
John Hamm the
whenever
person.
John Hamm is himself.
Whenever
so
he's
you're
like,
not taking all of his roles.
Whenever he's doing like a bit on like a late night talk show.
Yeah, but that's not John Hamm. That's late night John Hamm.
So it's just John Hamm.
Like, okay, okay. Like his progressive
which
commercial.
Is,
yeah.
Or like when he voices a Mercedes commercial.
No, he's playing himself.
No,
John Hamm.
No, he's voicing Mercedes voiceover.
Yeah, it's kind of Mercedes Hamm.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Mercedes Hamm, by the way.
Wait, but that's to be clear, like I'm saying, please take all of John Hamm.
No, well, but those are characters. They're their own thing.
Right, well.
Well,
I mean, John Hamm as a kid. Okay, this
we
is getting
settle
complicated.
This because we're about to get to matchup four, which is Don Draper at the 8th.
Yeah,
seat.
See, I did it different because I think John Hamm and Don Draper are two very different things, both daddies.
Well, versus David Harbour at the 25 seed.
And it's
sloppy daddy.
Yeah.
I guess we lost David Harbour as a future guest. But, you know,
our apologies to David.
Yeah. He's basically been I mean, like, if you were to see like the casting spec on like 8 roles he's had, I bet the only line is sloppy daddy. And he's like, well, I guess I gotta have this.
With Don Draper, also a little bit of a sloppy daddy
in the later seasons.
John Draper
Mad Men,
is
very
a scary
daddy.
I think he's scary daddy,
but like, so, but it works for you.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Like, what about, okay, so let's get back to the definite. I think Don Draper as a daddy makes a lot of sense. David Harbour, like, what about, and again, by your own logic, you're not taking David Harbour in his films. You're just taking David Harbour going to the store.
Yeah, I'll take it, and I'll take it. I will.
What do you think's in his shopping cart?
What, like, at the grocery
eggs.
Store?
Yeah, what's he checking out?
Eggs.
Here's the thing.
Eggs.
He
a lot of eggs. Pre-hard-boiled.
I think he's probably got, so he married Lily Allen, and is a wonderful stepfather to her children. And so I think,
well, don't spoil any picks, but I have some stepdads coming up.
Yeah. I don't know. I think that's partly what makes him a daddy. He like, he took on this whole family that existed and he's hot while doing it. And it's sweet.
Okay. No, I mean, I understand that.
Yeah.
I vibe with that. Well, those are your picks.
That was all of them? Really?
That's your region.
What did I miss?
Yeah.
Oh, I know what I missed. That's
nope,
rude.
No
Who
spoilers.
Took him?
Hey. No spoilers.
God, and I put him so high up there too.
Don't worry, we'll get to him.
So that's your region. Real quick, who do you think is the final two coming out of your region? So I'm going to let you see real quick to sum it up.
No, I already know who it is.
Well, I got to do it. No, but this is an audio medium.
Oh,
so
right.
We do have to do a little bit of teeing up for the one person listening to this.
For Nick
Shout out to take that left turn coming up, buddy. We got matchup one is Daddy Warbucks at the 1 seed versus Elvis at the 32. Matchup two is Spike from Tom and Jerry at the 16 versus Willy Wonka at the 17. Matchup three, we have John Hamm at the 9 versus Sholem, Ben's dad, at the 16. Matchup four, we have Don Draper at the 8 versus David Harbour at the 25.
Hey, does your dad know you do this podcast?
He will.
No, and he fucking never will.
Okay, good.
I know how to find emails.
We see him in like a week.
Oh my gosh.
I'll play it with him.
No.
Yeah, I'll play it in the car.
I really don't want
yeah,
your dad to know that
car.
I called my daddy.
We have about an hour
I'm
and
regretting
a half ride
things.
From the airport.
I'm so, okay, we're yeah, good on this.
Time it out.
Okay, I think who's going to win? I think your dad's going to come out of it because it's funny.
I know.
And true. And I think then either Spike or Daddy Warbucks. I just feel like that was such a good one because it's in his fucking, sorry,
I think you're sleeping
am I allowed
on the
to
Elvis
swear
boost.
On this? Elvis?
Yeah,
the Elvis.
Okay, yeah, I
sure.
can see that. But that's only because of recency bias, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, the voters on this aren't like governed by some immutable law of neutrality.
I'm just saying it would They're be disappointing. It would be disappointing if Elvis won because that's, you know, what's fresh on everyone's mind.
And what's our rule that we always operate on this bracket?
The
most
under the Geneva Convention. Yeah. That's how we operate.
The most disappointing pick will always win.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that's disappointing.
This your hopes, you come into this with your hopes and you're much like a daddy. You come into this with your hopes and your dreams. And your fucking shithead son spoils it on a podcast in Los Angeles.
But if you pick like, oh, it's probably going to be the disappointing one. No.
Yeah.
It's not going to be the one you think is going to win.
This world is not governed by logic or reason.
It's governed by the bracket.
And daddies. Region two, Ben Hillman.
Woo!
We got, welcome back.
Hey, thanks, man. Yeah. Happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me back.
Yeah, no problem. We got matchup 9. We're just going to speed through this shit.
Hell yeah.
We got... This was a big one. I feel like I should have just gone all out for this one. A lot. I should have just put him at my one. I got cute. We got Coach Eric Taylor. Of the Dillon Panthers and then later the East Dillon Lions.
Some might lead with husband to Tammy Taylor.
Or father to Julie
father
Taylor.
Father to Julie. Well,
hell child, yeah. Julie Taylor. Like, and Gracie Taylor? What's her, what's Gracie, right?
Who cares? I mean, well, like, what, yeah. what, you know.
It, anyway.
Jenna, have you seen Friday Night Lights?
To make him more I of the father.
Not. Jenna okay. has not seen Friday
Wait,
Night
Lights.
We're going to correct
picture.
This?
I'm familiar with most of the cast, but I can't immediately tell you which Don't one worry, is
He's the dad. Really, he's daddy to Matt Saracen.
We're going
to
get there.
The primary daddy role here is Matt Saracen. But I'm going to tee this up for you. We got Coach Taylor the two versus Larry the Lobster from SpongeBob?
Correct.
At the 31.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, no, Larry was a late ad. Mm-hmm. Got to be honest, I was inspired by the Spike pick, for sure. But, you know, Larry, Coach Taylor, I feel like self-explanatory. Larry the Lobster, I feel like self-explanatory.
Yeah, daddies are coaches.
I'm not gonna go in on it. Larry the Lobster, kind of a coach, you know? Kind of a life coach, if you will.
Does he life coaches SpongeBob, like, yeah, once or twice?
To, you know, be a life... Not a... Well... I would say SpongeBob is more a bad student than Larry's a bad teacher.
Sure. No, and that's true for, I think, most. I mean, yeah. Yeah, that's most SpongeBob episodes. Sure. I would just say thank you so much, Larry the Lobster, for coming out.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed your trip. Mm-hmm. Don't let the door hit you on the way out, buddy.
Happy to have him here.
Hey, you know what? Just to come up to the big dance some days, that's all people look for as a program, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just got to be the, who's the big... UMBC. Sometimes you just got to be the Golden Retrievers, you know? Mm-hmm. You just got to mm-hmm. come out here, play your day, and get back home.
Get fucking rocked by yeah, Coach Eric absolutely Taylor.
Dominated. I just can't believe Coach Taylor was on at least three of our lists. Yeah, I absolutely. Mean, that makes it feel like he definitely has
I
to win the
I think he was
bracket.
The only three-peat. Mm.
Coach Taylor was like a 15, 20-point favorite in this matchup. Mm-hmm. And I think he's going to cover. So we got matchup 10. We got Shohei Ohtani at the 15. Controversial pick for a Dodgers fan versus Brad Pitt. Not really. At the 18, Shohei Ohtani, famed dual threat pitcher hitter on the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Brad Pitt, famed
dual threat actor, you know, funny and a little serious sometimes.
Yeah. So what you got there?
Well, I have two like pictures that I want people to like to be Googling when they're making their votes, and that is Shohei Ohtani in the bicep, like the muscle tee.
Yeah, I know it.
Absolutely.
Immediately like, reaching for my phone.
No, Googling. No, go for it. You got it. And Brad Pitt in Once Upon a Time. I mean, like,
when he's up
come
on the roof.
Absolutely.
Just
like,
popping that shirt off
him.
At like 55 to be like, yeah, I still
that's
got
an,
it.
That's an Oscar winning bod right there.
Can you? It is.
Yeah, look at that. Look at that.
That's Whoa. Pretty good. Okay.
There's a better one I'm thinking of it. Where it's like he's just kind of like chilling in the. Yeah, that one. That's the one.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Those are some
really showing.
He's got guns.
He's got guns. He's got some permit to carry those.
For sure. Arm guy. Mm-hmm. He's wholesome daddy.
Wholesome
Brad
father.
A little bit of edge to
little
that.
Little edge, you know? Yeah. A little problematic, but Famed. Also a little bit genuine.
In real life, you know, maybe not like. I mean, he's certainly a daddy to many.
Many.
Absolutely.
He's everyone's daddy.
Like 12 children? How many?
A lot.
I would say he's like a chaotic daddy.
Chaotic daddy. Which of his roles is his best daddy role?
Best daddy role. This is fun.
Dang.
Best Brad Pitt daddy role.
He's kind of the dad of the Ocean's Crew.
Mm. No, George Clooney's the dad.
Mm, yeah.
Mom?
You think so?
Maybe George Clooney's the
you
mom.
Think Brad Pitt's like the stepdad no. of that crew.
Oh, that's probably the right read on that. He's kind of a stepdad. He's like, well, reluctantly, I'll step in and kind of like handle this for you, George Clooney.
True.
Because they got to pull him back every time. He just wants to run the hotel.
He's, Inglorious Bastards.
He's pretty daddy.
He's pretty daddy.
That's a family and
he's
the
father.
Daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bastards is a good one for him, for daddy tendencies. Okay, matchup number 11. We have Jesus Christ, famously the son in the saying Father, Son, Holy Ghost.
Well,
yeah.
Versus,
famously did not father anyone.
I got another image for this, but go ahead.
Versus, I don't know who Bert Hummel. Who is Bert Hummel
of Glee fame.
Oh Jenna, my gosh. I was so close. I literally had this on like my notes app, Bert Hummel, but I had a sneaking suspicion that Ben would include this because we are currently 50 episodes deep into Glee.
Holy shit.
And Bert Hummel is Kurt, aka Chris Colfer on Glee's dad, and he is the dad that is just like the dad of dreams. He is like the most supportive dad. He like stands up for Kurt and everyone. He's like, he is the dream. And Ben and I call him a daddy, I think, every day.
He's a perfect father. He's an unattainable daddy.
Yeah. He's the unattainable, like owns a auto body shop, has a super flamboyant gay son, but like loves everybody.
painted as like the what am I saying? Like top layer, you're thinking like that could be a problematic king right there.
But he's not.
He shows up. He shows up.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
A stepdaddy.
That's
also
the best trope is the person who should be homophobic and then they're not. And it's like,
yeah. And admits that like maybe they haven't been perfect in the past, but they can grow and encourage others to grow. It's the best. The best part of Glee is that character. And I can say that as someone who had a Glee Tumblr in my youth.
You want to plug it?
No, I absolutely do not. I'd like to deactivate it. But I'm a qualified Glee expert, unfortunately.
We should watch Glee.
No, we fucking should not.
You absolutely
There's no way. We'll get you.
There's no fucking way, man. I watched one episode of Glee actually for a podcast. Shout out Raina Deerwater's Glee podcast.
Oh, you were on that too? Second mention this week of that podcast.
Yeah, I went on to watch an episode.
In my life, not on this.
My only takeaway that Will Schuster is a fucking mark. Oh,
he's going to jail.
He's
going
to, like,
a mark.
One for war crimes. Yeah.
Absolutely. I'm going to start a podcast that's just every time Will Schuster should have been sent to jail.
I'd listen to that.
Anti-daddy right there.
Anti-daddy.
Just get like Christy on that for like, get like a lawyer and just go through it and build the case on Will Schuster.
You know, whatever his name, what's his name? Matthew Matheson or something?
Matthew Morrison.
Morrison, came into Little Tonys all the time.
Oh.
I have so many problems that with that man.
Right now,
I can't
folks.
Begin.
If you just go get a booth at Little Tonys, you could probably settle those problems.
I'm going to catch me after this at Little Tonys confronting Matthew Morrison for all the wrongs he's done.
We should just record from Little Tonys, get a booth in the back. Just got to make this happen.
Pack up the equipment.
Get really wet chicken parm. Yeah, some real gross.
Listen, I've heard a lot about those meatballs. Yeah.
Meatballs are great. Mm-hmm. The chicken parm was, I could only describe it as wet and not like in a good way.
Wow, we got way off topic.
Nah, man, this is part of it.
And no, this was important.
I think we're distracting from Jesus Christ.
I had a great transition ready where I was like, speaking of a problematic king who doesn't show up.
I present Exhibit A.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I mean, traditional biblical representation of
Jesus
Christ.
That's what I'm going for.
Yeah.
I'm going for like historically accurate Jesus Christ.
Again, the Father, Son, Holy Ghost. He's the
and
Son.
And he is the Son. That's a good point.
But I would say the Father of Christianity, if you will.
Oh, that's also a good point.
I got nothing.
King of the Jews.
Oh, no.
King of the Jews.
King. What is a king if not a father?
What's a king to a god?
Mm-hmm.
What's a god to a non-believer?
Exactly.
We don't have Jay-Z on this list. I thought we might. I thought I might get him on here. I didn't do it. Matchup 12. Idris Elba, classic.
Mm.
He's going to be a daddy in the new upcoming movie where he's hunted by a lion.
Mm-hmm.
That movie looks bad. It looks really bad.
But he looks dad.
He's a dad to a whole family, and his family's being hunted by a lion, and I don't know who wins yet, but I got some money.
You know what's a fun game we should play? Who is our top pick that would actually take you away from your significant other? It might be Idris Elba.
You just want to play that game.
Yeah, I really do. It's a lot of people on this list.
I know.
Probably.
Like, we'll get there.
Who'd take me away? The matchup.
I know. We're trying to get through this. Idris Elba at the 7 versus Mr. Clean at the 26. This is great.
Again, another reference. The Super Bowl commercial. Yeah. I think it was 2020 with Mr. Clean, like just absolutely like smizing up the entire scene.
He was all cheeked up.
He was cheeked up. He was caked up. It was happening.
Oh, you have a booty shot ready.
I do.
Well, the internet had a booty shot ready.
And there's like that famous gif of him like he's cleaning up.
Yeah.
He's
about to pick those kids up from soccer practice. Like he is going to take over that woman's whole fucking
life. And another, I would say, I don't think it'll happen, but Daddy Warbucks versus Mr. Clean final would be
Battle of the Balds.
Battle of the Balds for sure. The Bald Bowl.
So who do you got coming out of your region here? Who's your Elite Eight matchup?
I think I want it to be Eric Taylor versus Jesus Christ, because I think that would be really funny. But I'm afraid it's going to be Bert Hummel versus Brad Pitt. I think Brad Pitt's going to get some votes.
I think you got Mr. Clean versus Brad Pitt.
I don't know if that can happen.
Aww. It can.
You're wrong.
You're right. Yeah, I know.
You're right.
I know I'm right.
Wait, who was Mr. Clean going up against?
Mr. Clean is going up against Idris Elba, and then he's probably going to face Jesus Christ. That's an easy table.
Who wins in a fight, Mr. Clean or Jesus Christ?
What's up?
How does voting work on this podcast?
Poorly.
It does.
Okay, great.
No, hold on. So for those of you
not to get ahead of myself, but how does this work?
No structure.
No, you. There can be voting on Twitter. And there's also votes on email. I don't remember if I count the email ones more than the Twitter.
So basically you need to make a bunch of fake accounts.
Exactly. Okay. Well, I already have my five Tumblrs, so yeah, I'm ready to go.
There you could totally do that.
There's no
I'm shocked no one's really tried that yet. Mm-hmm. We got that's a great region for you.
I'm happy with my picks.
Well executed masterclass.
I'm excited for us to talk about the ones that were left off the board. But
there's a lot.
Will, of course.
And I'm realizing more.
We're halfway through.
We got to finish this 30 minutes in. We got to finish this before Lacey's feeder goes off,
which is
9 o'clock.
Oh, we will.
40 minutes.
So we got region three. That's my region. This is me time. And I went for it here. I took some swings. I feel good about it. Matchup 13, my number one overall was Tony the Tiger. Versus my safety pick here, Tilda Swinton. And I think that, and I just saw it happen on your guys' face. I say Tilda Swinton and you want to argue, but then you kind of put it together and you're like, no, yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
I really do.
She's got immutable daddiness to her in some way.
And you got Bob Dylan. No, never mind. I'm thinking of All Women Look the Same to Me is what I'm trying to say.
Wow, Ben.
I could have sworn when I was picking her that she had played the Colonel in a KFC commercial. I looked it up. She has done.
The potential is there.
She's got the range.
But yeah, Tilda Swinton versus Tony the Tiger. Tony the Tiger has been a dad to a whole generation of child athletes. Both, I think he fathered them.
Now, Jen, am I throwing you under the bus here to say you were not sure about this pick?
Tony?
Tony the Tiger?
Yes.
No, I support Tony the Tiger. Okay. I just think it's a little obvious.
Yeah, it's a little obvious. That's why you got to pick him. I thought I was going to have to fight for him.
The first thing that comes to my mind now is that he's anti-furries, and that was a big fight on Twitter.
He is.
What? But how is he anti-furry? He's literally a furry.
Yeah, and then Chester the Cheetah tried to steal his people by being like, anyone's welcome over here.
Wait, this canon?
This is a real thing that happened on
Twitter. Well, it's an intern on Twitter that tweeted it out.
Spoil the magic. Tony the Tiger.
What did this intern say? What did Tony say?
I don't remember exactly what he said, but there was some controversy, and it is alarming because, bro, I think you're a furry.
Maybe he was being sarcastic.
That man is all chest, by the way. I just want to say Tony the Tiger skips leg day every day. He is just, I'm trying to find this Tony the Tiger hates furries thing in real time.
Yeah, take your time.
Wow. Nah, there's just a lot of people saying a lot of things about Tony
Ben's
the Tiger.
Ben's looking at furry porn.
Yeah, that's what happened real quick. I wrote Tony the Tiger anti-furry. Turns out a lot more people have a lot of furry tendencies towards Tony the Tiger. I got some interesting image results and I got to get out of that. So actually I did realize real quick as I was Google searching, like, daddies today to just like solidify my list. I put a lot of work in on my algorithm that went poorly today. I went best mommy daddies.
Oh, we got some
hottest celebrity daddies. Daddiest. Yeah.
I can confirm there is a New York Magazine article from 2016 that's after Tony the Tiger rejects furries, Chester Cheetah becomes their new daddy.
Whoa.
Oh, so Chester the Cheetah is who should have been on our list.
Yeah, but why did they make him old? Remember Chester? When they made Chester the Cheetah old? He was like a bunch of energy, and then like now they're like, you're an old guy.
Yeah, he's got a whole look.
Like he used to be, like now he's got like a goatee.
He's your sugar daddy.
Yes.
Yeah.
He rides like a sick Harley.
The sugar daddy.
Yeah. He's like the only guy you've met that like pulls off the leather vest.
He's probably got a lot of fur coats, even though he has a real fur coat.
Yeah, because he's always chilly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Tony the Tiger versus Tilda Swinton. I don't even really need to do much about Tilda Swinton. One of the greatest character actors. One of the greatest actors we have working. Just a daddy.
Yeah, but thanks for coming, Tilda.
Matchup? Yeah, probably. But you know what? You never know. Tilda could steal it. Matchup 14. We have Gigi Goofy. Goof. It's Goofy for those of you that don't know his full name. Okay. Versus Piccolo.
Hold on. His first name is initials?
Yeah, because it's Goofy Goof. Goofy.
No,
Goof.
His first name is Goofy.
Well,
his
no.
His name is Goofy Goof.
He's GG Goofy Goof. That's the name
That's
I found.
That's not a name.
Legally.
Can we get a birth certificate?
So his name must be Goofy Goof Goofy
wow,
Goof. Because GG.
Jenna was in the birther movement for Goofy Goof.
I'd like to know his
full
you
name.
The full, the long
his
form
full name is GG Goofy Goof, according to the Goofy fandom website.
Oh,
on Disney.
They've
Wiki.
Never led us astray. Except for January 6th.
Yeah. Boy, how many of them do you think? How many editors on the Disney Wiki were at the Capitol? All of them. I bet this hasn't been updated since Jan 6th. They're all, you can't get great internet access when you're on trial.
They're, well, they want their copyrights
coming
up.
He was originally dubbed as Dippy Dog, but he got a name change. Anyway, Mira's like fact checking me here. I swear his name is Gigi.
I'm trying to see where it says Gigi. Because if it's spelled G-I-G-I, that's a real name.
Wait. Goofy was called George Geef or Gigi Geef.
Come on. Oh my God, it says George
Geef, not a dad.
George Geef.
No,
this is real. I messed this up.
Oh my God.
His original name was Gigi George Gigi. Wait, hold on. I'm having a stroke. His name was George G. Geef.
G. Geef?
I can't.
Let's just drive to Anaheim and ask him.
Sources from the Goof Troop continuity give the character's full name as Gigi Goofy Goof, likely in reference to the 1950s name. However, the character's full name has occasionally been given as Goofus D. Dog.
All right. Next time I go to Disneyland, I have several questions.
Goofus D. Dog. Oh my
God, you won't get any answers. He doesn't talk.
We're going to go to his fucking house.
Pull that guy's
paper.
We're
going straight to the door. Demanding answers.
Anyway, he's going to lose to Piccolo.
I have no idea who this person is.
Piccolo is the green Namekin from... He's from the planet Namek.
Okay.
He is originally a frenemy of Goku. He was a rival at one point, but then he kind of became one of Goku's fiercest allies. And when Goku dies during the Saiyan invasion saga, I think, originally, Piccolo kind of steps in to raise Gohan. He kind of fulfills like a very classic stepdad role. There's a meme that I'll be sharing. He's not a stepdad. He's just the dad that stepped up. Piccolo is... an absolute fucking unit. Piccolo rocks. His special attack is called Special Beam Cannon, and he has to scream that when he touches his hands to his face before he shoots it.
Oh, yeah. That's what he looks like. Oh, I Googled. Don't worry.
I thought he was going to get run through by Goofy, but after this whole shenanigans about Goofy's name,
Piccolo rocks.
Still a daddy though.
And also, if you hear Piccolo talk, holy shit.
Deep voice?
Deep voice. Okay.
That I like.
And this guy's ripped. Like, alien ripped. Yeah, well,
Him and Goofy, very different voices?
Well, I just think that, Piccolo probably raised Gohan better than Goofy raised Max. You know, Max kind of had to, find himself in college. And also, I know it was great for a plot, but, if your dad showed up at your college and was like, guess what, kiddo?
Oh, absolutely not.
Yeah, no. Absolute poor parenting.
No.
Piccolo would never.
We're done.
No, yeah. Piccolo would never.
Well, guess what? What?
It sounds like your dad would make your life a living hell because he would...
my dad couldn't get into college because he never graduated high school, so they wouldn't take him.
Okay, but in Arrested Development, doesn't... what's his face? The dad go to... Oh, no, he just harasses his son at college. He doesn't actually go to college.
He also super can't source any character from Arrested Development as a good dad.
I don't... Well, yeah, okay.
They're all terrible. That's so, fair. But we don't have any of those. We have that matchup. We have Gigi Goofy Goof, also known as Goofus D. Dog, also known as George Geef.
That's a granddaddy.
Do you think it's George Geef? Or do you think it's Gorge Geef?
Gorge Geef. Let's go with that.
It's Gorge Geef.
That's it.
Versus Piccolo. I'm getting the wrap it up sign. Too bad. Joke's on you. It's my region. Versus matchup 15, we have LeBron James at 11, kind of the real life Piccolo, versus, I think, the steal of the draft here at number 22, the Whopper.
Okay, do your bit.
You have to walk, yeah.
Wait, I don't... Yeah, I mean, bit, okay, here's the thing. Yep. If we're doing this by who was the best parent, who raised their children to the highest highs, the Whopper Jr. is in many ways undeniably better than the Whopper. It's a better value. I think the smaller quantity is actually a more palatable sensation. I think the Whopper Jr. is maybe the best value buy at any fast food restaurant. I absolutely fuck with a Whopper Jr., price, flavor, all of it. You know, the Whopper in and of themselves is an American staple who is not afraid to let their child succeed above them. I can't think of better parenting than raising a child higher than you and being happy for them and stepping out of the way. You know, also the flagship meal of Burger King, who in and of themselves, the king could have been a daddy here. But
sure,
I think Whopper, first of all, the name alone, Whopper, is like a real daddy vibe, you know? Yeah. I didn't actually expect to have to make this much of a case.
This is a really impressive argument.
You brought me around.
I just think the Whopper, because we don't know how Bronny Jr. is going to turn out. He's not in the league yet. You know, there's a very good chance that Bronny Jr. does not make it to the NBA. And then the Whopper Jr. will have a clear advantage over Bronny Jr.
Two very similar career arcs, though.
For sure.
For Whopper and LeBron James.
The chosen one from the get-go. Mm. And has exceeded all expectations, you know?
Well, no, but we have. Like, because I'm assuming Whopper came after, you know, Big Mac. Big Mac being Big Michael Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
So similar kind of thing where it's like, oh, you know, huge expectations, like insane expectations, but still delivered, you know, and then they've got the young one on the come up.
Yeah, I just think it's tasty. You know, I don't think LeBron James.
He's pretty tasty.
You don't think LeBron James is tasty? I would disagree.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's hot. Bron is pretty hot. And it's not just because he's like, you know, what is he, 280, 6'8", just fucking cut from stone. You know, it's also because like. He's goofy. He's dad. I mean, Taco Tuesday was just a classic dad move.
He was in Space Jam 2. If that's not a dad thing to do, then I don't know what is.
Yeah, the whole motivating plot of Space Jam 2, though, is he's not a great dad to start. You know, he doesn't really care about his dad. He is a dad. He's got dad energy in that movie.
Yeah.
So I think the Whopper's got this.
It's a pretty daddy thing to do to make Space Jam instead of going to therapy to your son.
Chase your kid through a video game and fight algae rhythm instead of just like talking it out.
Anything but confront your feelings.
Anything. Anything but. So we got matchup 16. We got this was a tough one. This didn't go together thematically. We got Bob Belcher at the 6, I think a pretty classic daddy, versus Godzilla at the 27. So hear me out.
No. No. In what world is Godzilla a daddy? There's zero daddy
Godzilla
energy.
Godzilla has
about
a kid named Minizilla.
Is that true?
That's canon.
I mean, after the pitch you just gave us with the Whopper, like, I'm with you on Whopper.
I'll do it again, motherfucker.
Like, Minizilla.
I'll do it again. Minizilla.
I believe
real.
You, it exists, but like.
It was actually named.
Clearly not a good son.
Yeah, but we don't know about it, so it can't have done that good of a job raising it if nobody knows his name.
Their first name is Minizilla, last name Godzilla. It's Minizilla Godzilla. It's
Are you sure there's no geef in there?
It's not Gigi?
I'll show you a picture.
Gigizilla?
That's
Minizilla. Oh, God. What is that?
That's Minizilla.
We all know it as Gigizilla.
It's Minizilla. This is Minizilla. Everyone look at Minizilla.
Oh, I hate it. No.
Yeah,
terrible job.
You're not
raising
a strong case.
Raising
right
that. Yeah.
Look.
Bad daddy.
He was prematurely cracked open by a group of mutant giant manises called Kamakuras. Godzilla soon arrived, killing two of them, and rescued Minizilla. Classic. Actually named Manila.
Manila Godzilla? Absolutely.
Manila Godzilla.
That sounds like the next contestants on RuPaul's Drag
Race. I was just going to say that's a drag name for sure.
Godzilla proceeded to train Manila and defended
Manili,
it.
Manili Godzilla.
Manila.
Godzilla. Coming to season 15.
Oh my God.
Godzilla and Manila were placed in hibernation when a group of scientists completed a weather experiment resulting in the freezing of their island. The monsters were revived when the snow melted and eventually relocated to Monster Island as seen via stock footage in Godzilla versus Skygam.
Okay, thank you.
All right, well, so Bob Belcher.
Cool. I think Bob Belcher pretty clearly wins that one.
I think Minizilla is like the clear Gene Belcher of this. I think that they both have a very similar dynamic. Yeah, I mean, Bob is just like, I vamped on Manila here, Manila Godzilla, because I think Bob Belcher is a pretty standard pick, you know? I felt like I had to balance this with like some real normie picks versus like Godzilla.
Unhinged.
Yeah, so.
But is your whole thing about Godzilla being a daddy just the fact that he has a son that's less successful, by the way?
Well, we don't know that yet. The full arc of Manila hasn't been written. We haven't gotten through the full like Godzilla cinematic universe. You know, we only got the first Zilla versus Kong.
And we'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there, man. If I've seen anything
if
from.
If the studio's received Ben's letters.
Yeah, if they have any fucking sense, we're getting a Manila movie.
All right, so who do you think's coming out?
Godzilla.
Godzilla's coming
Godzilla
out.
Versus
which
Tilda
which
Swinton.
Of your daddies is the one that is going? Which of your daddies is the one you're leaving me for? Which one?
I'm probably leaving you for a Whopper.
Wow.
Pretty quick.
I believe that. Yeah.
I mean, look, most of these daddies are like real home
out of your league.
They're real home wrecker mentality. I mean, like, dude, Piccolo, that guy, LeBron James is the easiest pick because I'd be rich. These are all good. I mean, this is like a infallible region. Infallible, unfallible?
Sure.
Thanks, Dad. Yeah. I mean, honestly, I think this is some chaos and none of these are good, but I think it's going to be Whopper versus Piccolo. I think we got nerds. Maybe Goofy.
We sure freaking do, boy.
Region 4, Jenna. Welcome to the podcast.
Wait, so you said which ones are going to come
I think it's going to be the Whopper versus Goofy. Mm.
All right.
That's what I think.
No faith in Tony.
Godzilla versus Tilda Swinton. So region 4. Jenna, welcome.
Thank you so much.
How's it going so far?
It's going.
Yeah.
It's going.
Yeah.
This is kind of what it's like.
This is kind of what it's like every night at home too, by the way. I just want people to know that.
It's not that different than just hanging out with this group of
people. What episode of the Ben and Mira podcast are you guys on now? Like 370?
600.
We took a sabbatical for a couple of weeks while our sponsors dropped out.
It's rough.
We had to take a break. Yeah. No, we're going strong. What are we doing here? Oh, right.
I think we're going.
Podcasts are just us and bars. We've talked about less. We haven't really talked as much NBA. We talked some NBA because we can't not, but we talk more at a bar. Region 4, Jenna. So what was your thought process going in here real quick? What kind of criteria were you trying to assign to your daddies?
I just feel like I look at some people or, you know, characters or what have you, and I get daddy. Like, it is a vibe. I feel my list is a combination of normal people and then unhinged internal monologue. And that's what's going on here.
I can vibe with that. So we got matchup 5 is Stanley Tucci, the Tucci God, at 4. Tucci Gang. If you want to buy my NFT of Stanley Tucci that I made and listed on OpenSea, I did that. I made a Stanley Tucci, Tucci Gang NFT where he's got shutter shades on. That's the 4 versus Riley's dad from, and the name here is cut off.
Inside Out.
From Inside Out. Oh,
are
shit.
Are you familiar?
Ooh. Oh, fuck that mustache. Yeah.
Adam Scott.
Yeah.
Damn. Adam Scott. Whoa.
It's not voiced by Adam Scott.
No, but it's
but
like,
it gives the vibe. And honest, now for a moment, I'm like, should I put Adam Scott on this list?
I think this is a superior version of him.
You're right. Yeah. So Stanley Tucci feels very obvious to me.
Yes. I had him on my list originally. It was a good pick.
Epitomizes daddy to me. He is like charming and like knowledgeable, and I like knows how to cook. Like, I feel like he would be really like there for me.
Yes, he's that calm presence that like.
Yes.
Have you followed him on TikTok where he just is like, here's this beautiful Mediterranean spread?
He's on
I
TikTok.
Cooked.
I'm following him right now.
All he does is just like, hey, here's like a fish I got from the market today.
He
in
just
the perfect
seems,
Tupperware.
He seems like. Yeah, a calming force, like somebody I'd like to have in my life to like get me through the hard days. He'd hand me like a well-crafted drink at the end of that day.
God, it would be so good.
Doesn't seem like he'd ask for anything.
He puts basil in drinks.
I love basil in drinks. He does. Yeah. And I think it's like delightful that he married Emily Blunt's sister. Whoa. Like
what?
Yes.
Met on
he's another good pick for the Battle of the Balds,
yes.
too.
Oh yeah. He is just he's it. So that's my passion for Stanley Tucci. And then
Riley's dad from Inside Out
was someone that immediately came to mind. Good mustache.
Great mustache.
He understands emotions. Important. Something a lot of dads lack. That's it. Really,
that's all you need too.
When you have all the dad versions of his emotions.
Yes,
so fun because they're so like approachable and open.
I never finished the movie.
That's like a great scene. He's got like his own little emotions inside, and they're all like pretty vulnerable. And it's like, wow, vulnerable dads.
Am I remembering this wrong? Isn't it all the angry guy?
Yeah, they're all angry, but like different shades of angry, which is kind of like when you think about it, really sad that like the mom has only solidified into, I think, sad.
Yeah.
Or disgust. Is she sad or disgust?
She's all sad.
She's all sad and he's all anger. And it's like, wow, they calcified into like the most extreme emotions. And that's what parenthood does. Yeah. But then it's kind of funny.
It's a solid movie. And he felt right.
No, I mean, yeah, he's got that stash. Every time you don't like my mustache, it was inspired by Riley's dad from Inside Out.
And you're never going to be him.
What?
Damn.
Okay.
I just got anger.
I
could be governed.
I'm
just got
canceled. Sorry.
Right there.
Chris Pine at the 13. Chris Pine as what?
This is very specific reference. I've long been a lover of Chris Pine, but there's one specific photo of Chris Pine that comes to mind, and it's current Chris Pine. Looks like the Gordon's Fisherman, which I will show you photos. I'm prepared.
Like in a yellow slicker?
Yes.
You mean like the South Pasadena aunt?
Exactly. It is the South Pasadena aunt Chris Pine. It's it for me.
Whoa.
Damn,
so this is I was thinking Chris Pine in the Princess Diaries.
Okay, that's where my love started because I'm a
me
Princess
too.
Diaries 2.
Well, you've got the range.
Believer. So that is what Chris Pine is looking like these days again.
Oh my God, that is a daddy if I've ever seen one.
And there's a striking resemblance to the Gortons. fisherman. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So that specific Chris Pine.
I think Ben is speechless.
Is he the best Chris for you? Is he like the top?
You know, I think at the end of the day, he is. I love me some Evans. Like, I know Evans is usually regarded as like daddy Chris, but Chris, okay, that's clear to me. I think we're on different sides of TikTok. I love Chris Pine. I think he is the daddy of the Chrises. I have been with him since Princess Diaries and watched him turn more and more daddy. And
I'm
this
with
feels
you.
Like the evolution. I have no idea what film this is for, but I will be there.
Yes. Not a big Chris Kattan girl, huh?
Who?
Chris Kattan.
I don't
not
know
your favorite
is.
SNL cast. No. That's fine. Oscar Isaac. Sometimes it's so clear that I'm just waiting to say a dumb thing. You had like a great point and I refused to contribute. And I was like, I had this Chris Kattan thing locked and loaded.
It's okay. I understand.
The primer was already applied versus Oscar Isaac, my Jewish king. He's not Jewish. He plays a Jew in Moon Knight. They never talk about it.
Right. I've heard you say this before.
Yeah. It infuriates me that they let him play Jew face and then didn't say it.
Jew face?
Yeah.
Oh, no. He's passing. I give it to him.
No, yeah. I mean, he's passing, but it's like at least acknowledge that he's trying. They don't even say he's Jewish at all. They don't never acknowledge it.
But he is.
Then why do you think he's Jewish?
Because the character in Moon Knight is Jewish.
How do you know that?
Because I've read Moon Knight.
But they didn't put it in the show?
No, I know. But if he's playing a character from the comics and in the comics he's Jewish, then I just have to assume they're porting that
over. Wait, I have a question. So if they picked a Jewish actor, would you still want them to acknowledge that he was Jewish?
More so. Like if Larry David was Moon Knight, I would really hope
Oscar Isaac in Inside Llewyn Davis, very daddy.
Holy shit, very Jewish.
Very Jewish
God,
also.
He's hanging around the village just fucking...
Well, if he's not Jewish,
I was
what
heartbroken
is he?
That I found when I found out he wasn't. I was like,
"You
wait,
can pretend."
What
is that? Which Oscar Isaac is the daddiest daddy for you here? Is it Dune Daddy?
Ooh, Dune Daddy. I guess honestly, my rationale for this one is I asked several people. Like,
yep.
I told them I'm making a list of daddies. Name some daddies.
The consensus.
Every person said Oscar Isaac.
If we played Family Feud, you would have won.
That's the like the everybody, and I was like, well. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have like much more to say other than like it seems universally agreed that he is.
You got to give the
daddy.
People what they want.
Yeah.
Oscar Isaac does.
Sure does.
God. Him naked in Dune, just strung out in that chair.
That is giving
big
people.
Big beard, nothing else. Yeah.
Giving the people what they want.
Yeah, no, that's a good pick. Do you want to watch Inside Llewyn Davis tonight?
No.
Oh, have you seen it?
Wait, Inside what?
Inside Llewyn Davis.
Oh, yeah. No, he's great.
What is it?
We're going to watch it. So, matchup 7, we got King Triton at 12.
I just changed this. It's the Little Mermaid's dad.
Is that?
That's King Triton.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
You submitted Little Mermaid, the dad from Little Mermaid.
Right. I'm sure that is
you
his
meant
name.
Him.
You meant the sea dad, not the
sea
land
father.
Dad.
Yeah.
There is no
I
land
mean,
dad.
I'll change it back.
In the
back.
Movie. But let me walk you through specifically what I'm thinking of. I've long been a Disneyland annual pass holder.
Mm-hmm.
The best part of the Little Mermaid ride is the end when you're three micheladas deep and you see that daddy. It is.
I apologize to my dad who's listening right now. You see his cum gutters. It's just
Benjamin.
No.
He's all ripped up.
He is like in the water. He is like larger than every other like figure in this ride. And like I said, I am usually a few micheladas deep in this ride and it is what I want.
Is he like actually shirtless or is he wearing like,
oh yeah.
He's shirtless.
Do you think he's natural or do you think that's anabolic?
What?
You think he's pumping natty or do you think he's got steroids going?
He's listening to the Rogues. Like he's listening to Rogan. Like he's.
Oh yeah. Kid Triton's probably like a big Rogan guy.
Oh my God. Don't ruin him for us.
Big
please.
JRE guy. You know, he's just tuning in.
Devastating.
He's doing DMT in his boathouse on the weekends. He's fucking
like just a reminder.
I don't know. He seems like a pretty strict dad.
He is a strict dad, but he is like just trying to look out for her. I mean, got a lot of gripes with Ariel's decisions. Probably should have stayed in the ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's a daddy.
I think he's anabolic, though. Anyway, Krong.
I think
he's
speaking
of a
daddy,
he's definitely on steroids.
This this
dude,
was
no,
a
unproblematic kid.
There's no way.
Go ahead.
When I asked my sister for her thoughts on daddies, and in, I believe, the same breath as Oscar Isaac, she did say Kronk, and it suddenly made sense.
Yeah.
Ben likes to say that's he's a himbo.
He's a total himbo.
Yes.
Absolutely.
He's the crossover of like daddy to himbo.
I think he's great. I love the guy who voices him too. Yes.
Buddy.
No, he's it's not we're not talking to the cat that's here.
No, I know you're talking about Seinfeld.
Putty?
Putty.
You're talking about Seinfeld.
Oh, Putty. Yeah.
And he's the voice of Soren. He's a multifaceted gentleman whose voice I find very calming. Kronk is like your OG embarrassing dad. I don't know. He's
himbo.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it. Himbo, like a dad, you know, like if you were going to, because you gotta get him as a daddy here. You can't just himbo him. You can't paint him in a corner like that.
Do your best Kronk impression.
Got some abs going on.
I was going to ask if we could all go around and do a Kronk, but then I was going to have to do one and I can't do one.
You can lead us off and then we'll all go.
Oh, right. The poison. The poison for Kuzco. Yeah. See, I knew it wasn't going to go well.
Did you watch the movie?
Yeah, I saw the fucking movie, man. Some people have different talents, okay? You go in there and you fucking, I don't know, you
didn't. You got to do the little voice break.
I can't.
You
do it. You show me how to
Kuzco,
do it.
Kuzco, the poison for Kuzco.
That's better.
What is that? You're doing like a Jello Biafra from like dead Kuzco, Kennedy's.
I feel like right, Ben Kuzco could do this.
We got to go in order.
I don't know. I have no idea how to do it. Poison. I have no idea.
That was better. I was really confident up until I
listen,
tried.
Listen, everybody, you gotta make sure you fasten your seatbelts.
That was pretty good. Fuck. It's the thing
that you bring down there at the bottom.
It's a little Midwestern.
Gets out of there.
It is.
It's a tiny bit Midwestern. Matchup 8.
Our final matchup.
Roy Kent from Ted Lasso at the 5.
Yes.
Pretty good. It's pretty good. It's a newer addition.
Yeah,
I like him versus Nick Offerman.
Okay,
28.
Yeah,
wait, but it's so, you want to walk us through this?
So I chatted. Someone said Nick Offerman to me, and then we were talking about Nick Offerman, and we started to say that like Nick Offerman and Megan Mullally, his wife, as a couple, have daddy energy.
Oh, I see that.
Just like a very daddy like duo.
Yes,
it's two daddies.
Yeah,
it's two daddies.
That it didn't feel right for me to just put Nick Offerman. Because I believe their energy as a couple is like elevates that energy.
I think if you saw them bomb at the Spirit Awards too, that like really solidified the daddy.
If you see any interview,
some real
with them,
dad jokes.
Yeah, they are daddy. It's a vibe I have and I stand by it. I mean, they went on a tour called Summer of 69, not the year. Like, I don't know.
That's pretty funny.
It's
fun. Yeah.
You know, it's been a good year and a month for us, I think.
This is where we end?
Mm-hmm.
Why you don't like
it? I'm not with it. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, you can be wrong.
I feel like Nick Offerman.
Everyone gets to be wrong once. It's okay.
Well, it's okay that you hate women. Mm-hmm. But
I can't tell them apart, apparently.
Right. Roy Kent. I love him.
Oh, my God.
I think he's such a daddy. He's a great uncle.
He's like the only guy whose anger is like actually hot.
Yes. Well, he is he like recognizes that he's got some ish going on.
Mm-hmm.
Addressing it. He is productive, I would say.
Productively angry.
Yeah. He's productively angry. He's got the raspy voice.
That's my only qualm with him. He always sounds like he just really needs to clear his throat. And I'm like, just do it. Just clear your throat.
Oh, I love it.
And what's crazy is like, he actually sounds like that.
What, in real life?
Yeah.
Does he just not know how to clear his throat? That's just his voice.
Yeah. Have you heard him?
Not in real life. Ben, are you going to pull it up?
What, of clip?
All right, give us your impression. Let's go around the table.
I was hanging out with the Muppets, right?
What? Yeah?
It's like he was in the room.
What's that? You think I'm a Muppet?
I'm a... Oi! You think I'm a fucking Muppet?
That's like
what was the word? Oh. There's a trigger word that like gets you into it.
Fucking hell.
Do Jamie Tart. Do Jamie Tart.
Oh, I did
a
good
Jamie. You used to do a good Jamie Tart.
I forgot the trigger word.
Sexually.
Oh, Kaylee. I guess.
Kaylee.
Oh, Irish.
He does like more of a Kaylee. Well, this is just terrible.
So who's making it? Who's your final two in your little round?
I barely remember the people on this list. Stanley Tucci, that feels right. And
I think Croc's gonna run the table.
I was gonna say,
that's not your pick.
Wait, what happened to the pick you told us before the before we did this?
Nick Offerman,
the amazing one. The, I'm not sure if I'm not supposed to say it on air.
It was
We'll get to that.
Oh,
Tucci
and yeah, I feel Kronk.
I just think Kronk is Kronk, gonna,
yeah.
Think,
it's the range.
Think, yeah. Who, which is the one that you would leave Hillman for?
Roy Kent.
Mm. I don't understand.
Yeah. It'd be Roy Kent or Chris Pine.
He's got
Pine.
A better podcast.
Yeah.
It'd be Chris Pine.
Well, no, I guess he doesn't. I'm thinking the actor.
Roy Kent probably has like a pretty poorly produced soccer podcast. Mm. That like
he that's just, endearing.
Yeah, because no, he wouldn't. Because didn't he like not want to accept that sportscaster job at first because he didn't think he could talk on air? There's no way he has a podcast.
No, because I think it's just like I think he got paid a lot by DraftKings to like right. talk soccer, and he doesn't really want to do it. But they he's cashing like checks.
Hmm.
So,
well, that freaking does it.
That's it. We did it before Lacey's food went off. Although, mm-hmm. you know, do you want to give the mic to her real quick? Just
yeah, Lacey. What's going on,
Lacey?
You gotta squeeze her; or she won't make any noise.
Squeeze her a little bit.
Oh. Oh.
Well, that's it.
Lacey,
that's all we got.
Daddy?
No.
Mommy?
Goblin. Just absolute fucking
that's
goblin.
Goblin mode. I didn't. Okay, so real quick, couple of big picks that were not on the board. One of which we talked about this before the podcast, and I recognized it. So, for those of you that don't know, I have folks submit 12 picks because there's always overlap. And Jen managed to submit her with her final, like just safety pick, just like the fuck you pick, that like, whatever, like, I guess if four things get taken away from me, I'll go with this, that I am upset with myself that I didn't pick it. But not only did I not pick it, Ben didn't pick it. Mira didn't pick it. Didn't make any of our lists. Jen, what is the pick that I'm referring to?
Modern day Jake from State Farm.
Absolute.
I do have some regret, but I just kept stressing over the order, and I actually didn't realize he ended up like dead last. I don't know.
More like yoked from Steak Farm. Steak Farm? I'm doing fine.
Okay. Okay.
I just want to put this out officially. I've said this a lot to people in the real world. I just want to put it out so it's on digital form, on audio form. If you close your eyes during a State Farm commercial and he talks, you hear Donald Glover. It's
yes.
just Donald
True.
Glover.
Absolutely.
Voice.
100%.
I'm just going to rip through the rest of these other non-picks. Bill Hader, Fozzie Bear, Dill Pendergast.
You want to know my rationale for that one? That's Stanley Tucci's character in Easy A because I was prepared for somebody else to have Stanley Tucci.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was ready.
I was here just screaming Fozzie Bear for like an hour straight. Fiona had to literally tie him down.
Parents from Easy A, some say, are very similar to my parents.
There's an energy.
I've gotten that a lot.
You've convinced them that you're a slut?
Yeah.
Is that I never saw Easy A. That is what it's Scarlet Letter, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yes. Okay. But it is
Tony
one
Soprano,
of my favorite movies.
Danny DeVito.
Oh, Tony Soprano.
George Clooney, David Beckham, James Marsden, Adam Sandler, the Sandman.
Oh.
And my personal favorite, Cowboy ? Of them.
Wait, was that yours?
Yeah.
Cowboys
are
cowboy?
Cowboy.
All
any
cowboys
cowboy.
Are daddies. I stand by that.
Like film cowboy,
every
on the street,
every cowboy that's ever existed, real or fictional, is a daddy.
Listen, you didn't go to college in the South.
Okay, that's true. Don't spoil it for me, though.
Cowboys?
Don't spoil the South.
Don't spoil.
They don't live there anymore.
Don't. Yeah, they're just you know. Actually, what I was thinking of was what's his name? Sam Elliott. Is that the guy?
Sam Elliott.
He does a good one.
He's a daddy.
He's got a voice, a daddy, sounds like but Burlap. He disrespected what's her face, the director of
Jane Campion.
Yes,
that lady doesn't know a goddamn thing about the West.
That was anti-daddy.
Kind
behavior.
Of stinks because he was a pretty good voice before. And now I kind of feel bad.
You could do impressions; these are not bad.
Can you give me a
Ben's
line
pretty
from
good.
Give me a line from *Stars Born*?
You stole my fucking voice.
There it is.
What's your line?
Hey, I just want to get another look at you.
Ben does that all the time.
Yeah,
Ben also does that all the time.
Look, there's a comes template. With the Ben. Yeah, this comes with the Ben. Well, I don't know. Do we do anything else here? Or is this just kind of it? This episode was brought to you by...
Thanks for tuning
by,
into the last episode of Bit Bracket. It's brought to you by some fucking thing.
No, it's brought to you. I had a whole thing. I had a sponsor lined up for this one.
All right, we'll just
do it.
Why don't we just cut the last hour and then let's just cut in here. Ready? 3, 2, go.
This episode of Bit Bracket is brought to you by Coffee Coke. Coffee Coke, if you want to shit your pants in a car.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's it. There it
Coffee
is.
Coffee Coke, man. What a terrible fucking... I had like 5 minutes on this. I was just thinking about how damaging it is.
Because of how relevant it is to daddies.
It's just like...
Lacey, what's going on?
I put herself. Catnip on the rug.
Yeah, she's high.
I just want to say this for this episode more than any other. I would love to encourage people to vote because I'm very curious who ends up being the top daddy.
Mm-hmm. I got a bot army lined up for this one, dog. $100.
You're gonna ruin it.
Tony's running the gamut.
I got a whole fucking squad in Bangladesh lined up, ready to go.
Oh my God, you're gonna ruin this.
You're fucked.
All right, I know who's the daddy.
See ya.
That was it, right? Last one.